You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid and conservative and just plain right, like the dude just said. It is Wednesday. That would be hump day, which means I got a great sound effect coming for you in just a minute. But it's 2.08 PM right now on Wednesday, February 23rd. So this morning I had breakfast with a guy with whom I'm very like-minded. We talked about our kids, our jobs. And inevitably, the conversation kind of gravitated towards our cares and concerns about local issues, societal changes, world events. And he made the point, and I agreed, that so often people who know their rights, even know the value of their rights, are still willing to sacrifice those rights for the simple desire to have a modicum of comfort. A classic example is the idea that the government can tell you that the business you spent years building has to close down for a while. That your employees should be fired if they don't believe in a government-mandated action such as a vaccination. Or that your license to operate could be revoked if you don't comply. This is America, right? Yes. But it is also the society that led the way on some of the most draconian challenges to individual liberties. Affronts, if you will, to the natural law. Why? Because those who have the power to initiate those draconian policies are of the belief that they are enlightened, that they know things you don't know, that the greater good is their aim, and therefore you are a harm to others if you cannot willingly give away that which is yours to benefit the collective position. You know, I met with a pastor recently. He heads up one of the largest churches in the nation. And as we sat and discussed life and policy and vision, he made a statement that I took to heart. He said, in 2020, that he willingly complied when the government told him he had to close the doors of the church. But then he said to me, with a resolute tone and a look of both regret and resolve, he said, that will never happen again. So why would he say that? Because he could now see that the initial foray into the protections forced by the government, which were touted as a mere 14 days to flatten the curve, they became a nonstop assault on the freedom of religion, freedom of assembly, freedom of speech by a government whose aim was not so much that of protection, it seemed, as it was that of control. Because they know better, therefore you must comply. So what price do we place on freedom? Have you ever thought about that? When is enough enough? When have we crossed the red line? Is there a red line? Is there a point that you would be less likely, or better yet, unequivocal, in your resistance to giving up something that is your right to gain something that is merely your comfort? I'll never forget a story a friend of mine told me years ago. This friend is still to this day very mission-minded. He has done more work for the Lord than any two men that I know, and at one point in days past, he did a trip to what was then the Soviet Union. It was during the time of what they called glasnost. The Iron Curtain was sort of raising up. Outside influences were beginning to be felt in places where freedom had only been a figure of speech. But yet it was still the epicenter of communism, and the church was still then very much a persecuted entity. It was not unusual then for churches still to be raided, parishioners to be jailed, Bibles to be banned and confiscated. And my friend, he helped a group to smuggle some Bibles into the former Soviet Union, which is another story in itself. And while there, he gave copies to some members of an underground church. These people who met in secret, worshiped together quietly, supported each other in actual fear of the loss of their lives and livelihoods. My friend told me that as he was meeting with one such group, that he told a Russian woman, quote, in America, we're praying for you. And he was shocked when she looked at him and said, no, we are praying for you in America because you have it too easy. Wow. What she was basically saying was that basic freedoms, in her case, the freedom to worship, is so often taken for granted in this great nation, ours, America. We call the United States here, that we don't even notice when it begins to slip away. What price freedom? What price indeed? So here's a localized example. Yesterday, the Alabama legislature considered a bill. Ostensibly, it was a good bill, a bill that was brought to the House floor by a good dude, a Republican, who also happens to have retired recently from a stellar career in law enforcement. It was a bill that seemed on its face to simply say that, you know, Alabama doesn't want riots taking place like we've seen in places around the nation for the last 2 years. Even today in Portland, Oregon, there's still daily attacks by Antifa. People have moved out of inner cities in many places not just because they want grass and space for their kids to play, but because they can no longer live in a violence-ridden area where law enforcement cannot stop the burning of buildings. So this bill would seem like a good idea, right? Except that this, bill seeks to rewrite the definition of what constitutes a riot by allowing the arrest of individuals who gather in groups of five or more where there is a, quote, presumption, a mere presumption of the potential, the mere potential of violence or destruction. An idea in someone's mind, if you will, about what they think is in your mind, that should never be the standard for restricting the basic tenets of our constitutional liberties. None of us want to see Antifa succeed. I think that BLM is an organization filled with race baiters and charlatans, and I don't believe the KKK should have a voice in the running of our society. But it is not for me or you or anyone else for that matter to have the ability to determine what I think and therefore preemptively detain me. There must be probable cause. I mean, literally, think about this. Conservatives, all you right-side ruffians, would you want Joe Biden making decisions about what you must be thinking in his opinion? Not likely. So here's my broader point. Freedom is precious. But in the end, freedom is still a commodity like any other. It can be bartered away for something as the same as gold or food or cattle or dry goods can be bartered away. You can trade it in the marketplace. You can put a price on your freedom, and you can agree to exchange your freedoms in whole or in part for that little bit of supposed security, that little bit of comfort. But in the end, those who are willing to trade away their freedoms always find that they were on the lesser end of the transaction, and they have buyer's remorse. No one ever lay on their deathbed and thanked God that they had less freedom. What price would you pay for your freedom? What price would you even put on your freedom? I suggest that we should consider it to be priceless. Literally priceless. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Freedom, y'all. I mean, I have said multiple times on this show that when politicians make decisions about things that restrict movement, restrict assembly, that do anything that governs life, they should err on the side of liberty. Always. Freedom. Freedom at all costs. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back.